even better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Well, the fire from the scriptures. Oh, who is the fire? He is a consuming fire, right, Gene? And that's why we're on fire tonight.
Definitely correct.
Well, Gene, I just wanted to interject those few points of relevancy to understand once again why this revolution has taken place. It was a revolution from within, a legal revolution that took place through the judiciary, usurping the authority of the Congress to protect the American public from a court that was imposing judicial fiat, you see, judicial tyranny. Now, we, the American people, are reaping the consequences of those decisions since the 30s.
Well, Rick, that was very interesting and educational, and I enjoy listening to anything you have to say anytime. And
likewise. I enjoy you, too.
I tell you, I think we make a pretty good team, educational team, on your program.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I think it's time we took another call, because we've got a lot of calls, and I don't want to hold them back, but time is of the essence. We'll do that now, 800-313-9443. I believe we have Patrick from Georgia on the line. Is that right, Patrick?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Patrick. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call, Rick.
Sure.
Great show. Wanted to say hello to Gene and tell him it's good to hear his voice on the air again. And
yes,
I haven't heard from him in a long time. So
well, he was on last month.
Yeah,
excuse me, a month or so ago, right, Gene?
Yes, I'm a little bit hoarse tonight, though. It's a little bit different kind of voice, but it's
so
still
am
the
I.
Same.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate your show, and it's very good, very insightful, and thanks for having Gene on. And I just wanted to see if I could add a few or
inject
a few points here.
Yes.
One, I guess, starting with the Jacobins and the Republicans. I've got an article here in the 2005 edition of the Microsoft Encarta Encyclopedia. The article title is on Reconstruction, the Reconstruction, and within that article, it goes into detail about the radical Republicans being in opposition to Lincoln's plans for the South, and the author of this article uses the term radical Republicans and Jacobins interchangeably.
That's correct.
And then another point I wanted to bring up, too, was this might explain why our politicians, the people whom we elect, don't represent us. They represent the people with the money, the people who pay them, but the reason why they support everything that's going wrong with this country instead of doing the right thing, they do the wrong thing, is because of Freemasonry. Now, we know that Warren was a 33rd degree Freemason, and so many of the other people who've been on the court have been Freemasons, I guess the majority of them, but when you go all the way back to the founding of the Republic and the Constitutional Convention, that was all a conspiracy, of course, and that was instigated by what's called enlightened Freemasons.
Mm.
Of course, Benjamin Franklin, that's high-level Freemasonry.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of the Freemasons never advanced past the third degree.
Okay.
And you go back and you find out who was there. Patrick Henry didn't want to go. He said he smelled a rat.
That's right.
He didn't attend the Constitutional Convention.
Mm-hmm.
He preached against it. He did not believe it was the right thing to do. We lost our rights when they took the Articles of Confederation away from us by conspiracy without our knowledge.
That's right. He was a firm opponent of all of that.
And how many people know that?
Under the Articles of Confederation, we had...
You hang on?
Yeah,
all right,
I'll
hang on to that thought, because
sure.
we're just going to take a quick break. Three minutes, we'll be right back. All right, and our guest, Gene Smith, will be with us for the rest of the program. Join us. Fascinating show. Get back to history, and you'll know where we are today. Rick Adams, stay tuned for more.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt.
Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-77. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the hearty Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about a free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
We are back. We are back. And we never left, so we're still here, actually. Gene Smith. And, of course, Rick Adams, and our caller here is Patrick. Yes, Patrick, continue with what you were saying about the Con-Con and the Articles of Confederation and so forth.
Well, prior to the Constitutional Convention, we were under the Articles of Confederation, and back during that time, all 13 states, of course, they just became states, they all had constitutions, state constitutions, and within each one of those constitutions, there was an oath of office clause. Mm. Like everybody who's sworn in today, they take their oath of office. Prior to the Constitutional Convention, everybody took an oath of office, had to affirm that they believed, and they were Christians, essentially. Every oath was written in such a manner as where the state would confirm his belief in God. Some states had it wrote in that they were affirming their belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. Georgia and South Carolina, I believe, specifically had the words Jesus Christ in there. But the point of it is all state constitutions were written in such a manner as to prevent non-Christians from holding any public office. That's magistrate, judge, governor, dog catcher, whatever. You had to affirm that you were a Christian upon taking office. Now, after that, with the Constitution, and you read in Article number 6, the last paragraph, and it talks about who can serve. It says, senators, representatives, before mentioned, and the members of the state legislatures, all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states, shall be bound by an oath or affirmation to support the Constitution, but No religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office of the public under the United States.
That's it. That's
most right. People did not realize what this meant. This prevents us from asking the question, are you a Christian? We cannot go up and publicly ask our candidates for political office today. We cannot make them affirm whether they're a Christian. It's prevented right here by the Constitution. Now, who wrote this? Freemasons wrote this. Why? They wrote it for their benefit.
That's the key. It originally meant that, for instance, if you were a Baptist and he were a Lutheran or they were an Episcopalian, that would be a religious test, you see? You follow what I'm saying? In other words, within Christianity. But now they're saying, oh, no, you can't make it a religious test because Christianity has no role to play. And that's the idea of secularism and humanism from the Manifesto right there. Come to the fore.
And now we've got people like Bill Clinton up there, and that's what woke mine up when Bill Clinton was in office, and he told the American people that I did not have sex with that woman, and then it wasn't but a few days later he turned around and admitted that he did have sex with that woman. And that was such a shock to me.
You forgot the definition of is.
That we had such a liar in the office. And then what really shocked me after that, you know, was hearing all the polls that came out after that point in time and learning that my fellow Americans were glad that the impeachment effort had failed, and they wanted to keep their moral icon or their icon of immorality in office, and they were celebrating. Half of the people wanted that man to stay in office, and that was a shock to find out that I was living in a country that had lost its moral compass. And that's all I have to say on it, and I'll hang up and listen
to
you guys.
Thank you for taking my call. Good points. That's where we are today. And you hear it all the time, Gene. People will tell you, who cares what he does in bed or who he goes to bed with? Or, as long as he brings home the bacon, that's all that matters to us.
Well, of course, he doesn't believe in the commandment that says, thou shalt not false witness against thy neighbor. And also, he lied about sex. We have a president now that lies to go to war and create all deaths over there in Afghanistan, Iraq, and still counting. I mean, you know, that's why we needed Christians, not people that just say were Christians, but people that by their background and their policies in their own personal history proved they were Christians, that they believed in obeying the laws of God, His commandments and statutes in Exodus and Deuteronomy. This is what we don't have now because of the separation of church and state, especially since then in 1947. But we didn't have too many Christian presidents before then either, of course.
But don't you remember, Gene, Clinton carrying that big, heavy Bible with him to church?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he always put on the mantle of Christianity. And George Bush, remember, is a Christian president, quote-unquote.
Yeah. Well,
so
you
see what they've done? They've desecrated Christianity even more.
Well, Christ Jesus said, by their fruits.
Hey, guys.
And amen.
So, you know, we have to go by fruits, like I say, their history. Do they believe in the laws of God, His commandments and statutes? And do they believe in the teachings of Christ Jesus? This is the test that every politician should have to take. And, of course, this is what our founding fathers, as they're called, wanted this to be.
That's right. That's right. Okay, let's take another call if you're ready.
Yeah, sure.
Take Frank in Louisiana for us. Frank, you're on with Gene.
You know that the bloody left in this country, they came out with the separation of church and state. It was truly just a vehement anti-Christ doctrine.
It's a communist doctrine, actually.
Sure. Mm-hmm. It is. Sure was. But, you know, I've changed my mind on separation of church and state because I know they're trickologists. And I said, you know, I agree with separation of church and state now.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Go ahead.
And, you know, for instance, why do you tell us we have to, why does the state tell us we have to have a 501c3 corporation? Why, that's a separation of church and state.
Mm-hmm.
You have no business telling us what to do. And you see, what we have to learn how to do is use their own weapon against them. We as Christians can stand on the free exercise clause of the Fifth Amendment and practice our livelihood and tell us whenever they can't do it. No, there's a separation of church and state, and you can't tell us what to do. Because the first five words of the First Amendment says, Congress shall make no law prohibiting the free exercise of our Christian beliefs. And we have all kind of laws and traditions and history to back it up. But you see, you got to have guts, and you got to tell them We can't fund baby extermination camps in this country because, you see, we don't murder babies. That's against the, the Sixth Commandment, thou shalt not murder? So we don't pay your unconstitutional taxes. And when we stand up like our founding fathers and say, if they say, well, that you've misinterpreted the Constitution, say, okay, I what? We won't use the Constitution anymore. The document we will now use is called the Declaration of Independence. And when we stand up and grow a pair and tell the bloody left, we are past fed up. You have crossed revolutionary lines with us. Until we do that, because believe me, the bloody left is very cunning and they're very scared and they expect us just to go along with what they're saying. And that ain't going to happen anymore with me. I made up my mind a long time ago that I'm enough of these bastards. These are devils and they will kill you. They will indoctrinate your children. They will poison their minds, their bodies with everything. And that's what we have to do. You know, these gun laws, you're in violation of the infringement clause, Second Amendment, the right of the people clause. You just keep throwing back the supreme law of the land, and you challenge them on that and make them say that that doesn't matter. And when they say that, you got them.
Well, I would agree with everything you've said.
Well, let me say this, that the separation of church and state is discriminatory, like I've said earlier in this program. It's the separation of Christianity and state, not the separation of any other religion. And one of the main proofs of that is the Noahide law that were adopted on March 20th, 1991 by the U.S. government in a public law, 102-14. And that is Judaism from the Babylon Talmud. And the literature I will send people gives you the exact the exact text of the Babylon Talmud, which is the Bible of Orthodox Judaism, that these Noahide laws are contained in. So there's no separation of Judaism and state. There's no separation of paganism and state in this country, but there is church or Christianity in state.
Well,
and
see,
that's why we have the ungodly, immoral, unchristian nation we have today.
Well, you see, what I'm saying, and I know what you're saying, what I'm saying is we have to start standing up more on our beliefs. Don't worry more, because I concentrated for so many years on what the left was doing, bloody left, and until we stand up and say there's no taxation without representation, and, okay, we accept your separation of church and state, but that means we don't have to follow a lot of laws, we don't have to pay a lot of these taxes, we are, you swore an oath on the Bible, which is on the record, their oaths are on the record, and they can bring implication upon themselves, and I said that to the IRS and to a judge in a letter, and that judge sent me back a letter saying my case was dismissed for lack of jurisdiction from the U.S. Tax Court in Washington, D.C.
Amen.
If you stand up against these guys, they're scared to death of you.
Well, you never can compromise. If you're willing to go all the way, as Patrick Henry did, then nothing can stop you.
Amen,
nothing.
Brother.
Thank you, Frank.
All right.
Yeah, he said, I don't know what other course men may take, right? He said, as for me, give me what?
Liberty or give me death.
I mean, he didn't say, give me a Social Security check?
He
didn't say give me a mess of gold or give me a welfare transfer payment. Nope. He said, give liberty or give me death.
But
what kind of mind? You know, children today in school wouldn't even understand what that meant.
But
most
Rick,
of these
we
children.
Have to, I know. Rick, we have to understand this, though. We cannot have true liberty and freedom without Christianity and God's law.
Absolutely
not.
That's
what Christ Jesus said.
He is the cradle of liberty, and that's
right.
The Liberty Bell in Philadelphia.
John 8:32, Christ Jesus said, you cannot have freedom without the truth, and truth, of course, is the Bible.
Set you free.
I do not accept the separation of church and state. I will never accept the separation of Christianity and state, because that's what it really means.
Amen. All right, we'll be back, and we'll take more calls. We'll even go to Canada next. Stay tuned for more of Gene Smith, BibleTruthMan.com, and we'll tell you how you can communicate directly with Gene. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to stator washers and 12 and 24 volt duration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first time to purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. Some of the articles, and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, it said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Back now, Gene Smith is our guest. Gene, people who would like to get in touch with you can obviously do so in one of three ways. And they can write to you or they can actually get on the website and email you. But those that cannot email you, how can they reach you? By phone, letter?
Exactly. I answer the phone. I don't have a secretary that answers for me and tells people I'm not here if I speak to them, like a lot of preachers have. No, my phone number is 817 area code 483-1485. That's 817-483-1485. And I'll talk to anybody who about the Bible, history, and whether we if we have to agree to disagree, I'll still talk to you anyway. My mailing address is Gene Smith. I don't get have to spell that. G-E-N-E, and then Smith. P.O. Box 201. P.O. Box 201. Scurry. That's a little town south of Dallas. I live in Fort Worth. That's where my mailbox is. Spelled S-U-R-R-Y, S-C-U-R-R-Y, Skirkses, and the zip there is 75158, 75158, the zip code there. I have some there, and I've just kept my mailbox there. And I might be changing my mailbox, though, to Arlington, Texas, and I'll definitely let everybody know when I do. Anyway, that's how you can get in touch with me. Of course, my website, BibleTruthMan.com, and it has my email on that.
And you are offering free literature to anyone?
Yeah. Yes, I'm going to send anybody, because of this program, I'll send them some of the information on separation of state that we're talking about, and also some of the history of the Puritan Christians of the country and how this country was founded by them to be a Christian nation.
Absolutely. All right, let's go to Canada, I believe. We have Warren in Canada. Warren?
Hi. I have just got a good show with... I just got a question for Gene. Which history books do you read to get all the info that the Jacobins were really Jewish?
All right. Well, of course, Eustace Mullins' book, The World Order, has that in there documented very well. Also, just by the name Jacob Ben, B-E-N is Hebrew for children. Of course, Hebrew doesn't mean Jew at all, but they make people think it does. The children of Jacob, as they call themselves, they want people to think they're the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob when they're actually the children of Cain. And so they, in every society, they've always tried to incorporate some kind of biblical name that links Israel when they're not linked to the Israel people at all.
What I heard was that they used to hold their meetings in this Jacobite monastery that was closed down, so they called it the Jacobin Club.
Mm-hmm.
They were a nasty bunch, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But
where was the club located?
Well, it was in Paris.
Okay.
Well, you know, they go by different names, different countries, of course. Today, they were the Bolsheviks in Russia, took over Russia.
Yes.
You know, they're Zionists. You know, they can call themselves liberals. They can call them, you know, actually they're socialists and communists. Politically.
They call themselves shiz and neocons today.
Yeah, neocons today, right. And most of your neoconservatives of the Republican Party are nominal Jews. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything a more specific book besides Eustace Mullins?
Yes.
Like, he must have got it from somewhere. Where did he get it from?
Well, he had documented from sources of time, from newspapers, from magazines. Of course, they tried to keep it secret that they were, that they consider themselves the Jewish. They tried to keep it kind of a secret in a way, but...
Warren, do you have access to the Internet to look these things up yourself?
Yeah, I've been searching on the Internet. Yeah.
Okay, well, I would do that. I would go and look up the words and Google them, and then you'll find a plethora of sources to go to.
I did that.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Well,
nominal Jews always try to use biblical names for their organizations to make people think they're Israel. And this is the key. We have to educate our people that these people are not Israelites. They are not the Israel people of the Bible. They're not the chosen people of the Bible. That the Caucasian people are. And we're the ones that are victims right now, unfortunately. And we have to, it's education is the answer, Rick. People want to know what the answer is. It's education of history and especially the Bible. And you can't understand history without knowing the Bible.
My people are destroyed for lack of understanding.
Hmm? Yeah, lack of knowledge, Hosea chapter 4:6. That's the knowledge of God, verse 1 says.
That's the knowledge. Okay, Warren, thank you for your questions. Very good questions and comments. Appreciate them. Stay warm in Canada. We're going to take a break right now, and then we'll be back with Lauren and Ohio and a bunch of callers. If you are on the line, we'll get to you and do it as quickly as we can. Our number again, there is a line available, 800-313-9443. Toll free from anywhere. And, Gene, I know you got to come to Germany the last time you were on. So that's interesting. You're being heard all the world.
Well, so are you, Rick.
Amen.
That we're trying to educate people.
There you go. The word is going forth. We'll be right back with Gene Smith and Rick Adams in just 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bulls Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts has it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction in people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass spray on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspapers at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced as distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a subject matter, for example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CD at the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere on Talk Radio.
All right, we're back now, and we are going to take more calls, Gene, if you'd like. Is there anything you'd like to stress first before we do? Because there's so much to say, I understand that.
Yeah, let's take the calls.
All right, let's take the calls, and Gene can rest his voice a little more then, maybe. All right, let's see. Our next call is Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren.
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Oh, how are you doing?
Wonderful to hear and talking about the Word of God. Boy, it's rare out here. I have 4 points. I'll make them quickly.
Sure.
First of all, we have no business putting our children into government schools, given the instructions God gave us regarding the rearing of our children. He said, raise up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And he said, raise your child up, bring him with you morning, noon, and night, teaching them the Word of God. That can't happen in an institution, number one. Number two, we are not supposed to be sending our children out and away from us. Here's the second point with regard to the Constitution. A little different understanding of it, but all flat-out facts. So any of this you can look up. The whole man-made Constitution, this constitutional government, was mm-hmm. to trick us into accepting a lesser position than king on a throne mm-hmm. and accept a system where men have dominion over other men.
Mm-hmm.
First off, God never gave men dominion over other men. He never had any intention to have government of men over his children. That's why Christ died on the cross, for not obeying the Roman government. Why was Paul beaten? For not obeying a government of men. We no longer have to go through a human high priest to be with God. Jesus is our high priest. So when you give in of men over other men, you have to willingly step down from that throne as a king. The other thing is, a given state making, rules, so pick a state, Ohio, I'm Ohio, making rules over men is no better than a federal body of men making rules over other men. Men's hearts are desperately wicked, which is why we're not supposed to have dominion over each other. The Constitution, what is it? It's a body of negative laws, and it's not really laws. It's rules, codes, regulations, and statutes controlling what government entities' limitations are on the
right.
subjects that have given
yeah.
their willingly submitted to these governments of men, which the men's opinions can change with the whims of men.
Mm-hmm.
But it's secondary to God's laws, which are eternal and change not. So as a child of
That's
God,
right.
my oath is to him. And I don't have any
First and foremost,
rights.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, you're right. You want to get into that, and
can
that's true.
Can I just give you a couple more real quick?
Yeah, good. And then I'll let Gene react to what you said.
No. Ahead. I so appreciate what you're doing. And I tell you, this whole thing's coming down to our misunderstanding of the Word of God and the Constitution. basically, I have no constitutional right because I'm not under the Constitution. It's there to limit government
from
what it's doing to the people that agree to be their subject. If you read the 14th Amendment, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and
the 14th Amendment is not a legal part of the Constitution.
No, but my point
either.
Is, and subject to the jurisdiction therein. You better you need to catch that. But here's the point. Neither do you have rights under the Constitution. You have privileges and duties as defined in, I think, Article 4, Section 2. So my job is to stand in truth and to rule as a king, not to be obeying men, no matter what it is that the men decide they want to do. And then I'll say these two things real quickly. State, it's a position. It's not a place. It's not like Ohio. It's a state of freedom as opposed to a state of slavery. Yeah. Like me, I'm a slave of Christ, and as such, I have no liberty to seek, you know, what I want. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Where you've got, give me liberty or give me death, liberty and license is not the goal. Slavery to God, being an obedient, a good servant, is the goal. Live free or die? No, it's die and live free. I died to myself that I might live in Christ. Mm-hmm. And this is the kind of word twisting like Bill Clinton, that you know what he is, saying it depends on what the definition of is. Well, it does matter, and that's why they've got these children in schools that have twisted us all around. Mm-hmm. And then finally, it's not color. It's obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Christ said we all sinned from Adam and Eve. I mean, if we're Bible-believing Christians, we know that all men came from Adam and Eve. But there are two kinds of men. There was Cain, who needed the cane on his back to make him do the right thing, and he still wouldn't. Then there was Abel, who was always able, who loved the Lord, and who obeyed. That's the difference. It's not a color thing. It's not a this color, that color. It's a your will be done. To death,
all right.
Or I will be.
Oh, very interesting. Now let Gene respond to some of the things you've said.
I read a lot of things you said, except for the last part. All people don't come from Adam and Eve. But what I'm saying is the Bible is a book of law. It's a book of government. In 1 Samuel chapter 8, when the people of Israel rejected, when they wanted Saul as a king like the other heathen nations have a human king, God told Samuel, he said, they haven't rejected you, Samuel, they've rejected me, that I should not be king over them. Christ Jesus is our king of the kingdom of God. That's the government that I look forward to being in when he returns. And the laws of Exodus and Deuteronomy, the commandments and statutes will be the laws of that kingdom government. It's a literal physical kingdom government that's going on this earth. It's going to be established here in America, believe it or not. We can talk about that sometime. The Bible deals with the Israel people. This is the book of the generations of Adam, Genesis chapter 5, verse 1. All people don't come from Adam and Eve, but and the Israel people come from Adam and Eve, though. And you have to be an adopted Israelite or an Israelite to be a new covenant Christian. Read Romans chapter 9, verses 4 and 5.
If you don't mind me asking, where do men come from that don't come from Adam and Eve? Because Christ said that
they were created by God, except for the descendants of Cain. But in the first chapter of Genesis, that is the accretion of the pre-Adamic people. Science knows this is true. They know that people have been on the earth longer than 6,000 years. And that's the problem. These preachers...
we're going to trust scientists, the ones that say evolution is real and don't read the Bible.
No, there's a lot of... not all of them are evolutionists. I'm not an evolutionist, but we have to understand that there is science that does prove that people have been on the earth before Adam and Eve, before past 6,000 years.
Okay,
the earth
is older
than 6,000
years. Here's my question, though. But
this is important, though, because if you go against what is true science, then of course you make the Bible into a book of fantasy, and that's what's happened in our society also, unfortunately.
Well, but as a Bible believing Christian, I believe the Word of God and the Word of the Bible, which is history, His story.
Right.
And so when the Bible says that God first made Adam and then He made Eve, and that Eve was to be the mother of all living, what I'm saying is I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying, is there a biblical source? Going to the men again. Men are men. Men's hearts are desperately wicked. Men are not God. And so what I'm wondering is, where in the Bible...
Okay, one of the problems you have, if you've listened to DeGene, I think you should go to his website if you can, and you'll read more. But one of the problems, and we'll do another program separately on this, is the origin of species, the origin of male, female, Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, and so on and so forth, is that you have to know the original language of the scriptures, and that's where the problem's been. Huh?
Yeah, study it in Hebrew and Greek.
Yeah, that's the problem. Well, if you don't have the original Hebrew and the original Greek, then unfortunately you're going to have mistranslations, and out of mistranslations come doctrines that are unfortunately not correct. And that's where the problem sits.
Yeah, let me say this right quick, Rick. Where did Cain get his wife? God put a mark on Cain so that nobody would kill him. Who would kill him if Adam and Eve were the only people on the earth at that time? And also, Eve is the mother of all living. The Hebrew word for living there is kati. And it means all her kind. It doesn't mean she's the mother of all living animals and people. It means she's the mother of all living of her kind. That's what the Hebrew word kai means. And it's used such throughout, especially in Genesis chapter 1, when it talks about kind after kind. Well, that's talking about living kind, kai, same Hebrew word. So we have to, again, we have to be educated, and we have to throw out the lies of these religious organizations. And Judaism teaches that Adam and Eve were the first people on earth. The flood of Noah's time was worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
We have to throw out these Jewish fables, as the New Testament says. They're Jewish fables, and they've discredited the Bible in the light of true science and history.
Thank you for the call, Lauren. We have to move along, but go to Gene's website or contact Gene directly, and keep listening. At the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can do that again. But, Gene, I think you've made some excellent points once again on knowing the definition of terms in the Scriptures. Let us go next to Joe Church. Hello, Joe, from Rhode Island. How are you?
Good. I have reserved to myself 7,000. I will not bow a knee to the image of Baal.
Mm-hmm.
No gender included by that.
Mm.
Okay. The 12 tribes always wanted a flesh man to rule over them. So the father said, I'll give you a flesh man to rule over you. But he's going to tax you? Is he going to send your sons to war and your daughters?
Uh-huh.
And he's going to rule you with a hard hand.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a king that is king in high priest, one at all times. His name is Yahshua Messiah, meaning God's Savior, Yahshua, the anointed one. King David was anointed, by the way. He was a type of the Jesus Christ. And, of course, in Ezekiel 37, he said to Ezekiel, join two sticks together, and they would become one under my servant David, their prince, forever. This would be Jesus Christ. So we have to inform those who are of the house of Israel, the stick of Israel, and the stick of Judah, who they are before we can join them together. They have to know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the third thing I'd like to say is, and what the meaning that Christ means instead of Christ, or taking the place of Christ, always keep that thought in mind in these end times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these preachers, this is what we have to go after. Any preacher that's not teaching line on line, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, with understanding of the languages, shouldn't even be listened to at all in these times. I don't care how smooth he sounds, what kind of glass walls he's got, how many people are in his audience. If he's not teaching the Scriptures, book by book, from Genesis to Revelation. I mean, it's nothing else to teach. With understanding, line by line, chapter by chapter, there's nothing else to teach. It's already been written.
Yep.
It's already been written.
Mm-hmm.
They can't add a thing to it. Let's try to explain the Scriptures for the first time ever to the people. But you have to do it line on line. I don't know anybody out there. I know one person. Teach line on line, book by book, chapter by chapter. And let's face it, the Old Testament is explained by Jesus in the New Testament. He
mm-hmm.
actually explained it for the first time because the members of the synagogue 3C figured they had it all wrapped up, the explanation of the Old Testament. When Jesus came on the scene 300 years later, he rocked their boat. They figured they had it all wrapped up, all explained properly and everything else. He came in with the true explanation of the Word. And let's face it, 90% of the New Testament is the Old Testament. So you've got to have your reference points to understand the New Testament.
Gene?
I agree. What can I say? Christ Jesus said, think not I'm come to destroy the law or the prophets. And that was the Hebrew, what's called the Hebrew Scripture, not Jewish. Hebrew does not mean Jewish at all. The Scriptures of God the Father and Christ Jesus, through his prophets, as Christ Jesus said, he came not to destroy them. He came not to destroy the laws of God in Exodus and Deuteronomy, the commandments and statutes. Of course, Christ Jesus did do away with the animal sacrifices of the Levitical priesthood and the Levitical priesthood, but he did not do away with the commandments and statutes and judgments of God, his Father. The same laws that were under the Old Covenant are under the New Covenant, if you'll read Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10 and Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 16. And, Rick, we have to educate our people to this. We have to educate our people that we mm-hmm. have to get back to being a Christian nation, living by the laws of God, his commandments and statutes in Exodus and Deuteronomy. That's the only way we're going to have a free Caucasian Israel society, and especially in America.
You think if we got back to all of the truths of the scriptures and obedience, that all of these other problems, these peripheral issues, would pretty much be under control?
And also the enemy, yes, and also the enemies of Christ Jesus would be destroyed. That's what's going to destroy them is the two-edged the Bible.
Rick, if we please the Father, Rick,
yes.
our enemies will actually aid us.
Yes.
Will help us.
Well, you know, it says in the Scripture, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Same is true of nations.
It's not a hard formula.
No, it's simple.
It's not.
Are you sure I can't get you two guys to exchange your earthly robes for some collars and get you a church and a pulpit and basket? Come on.
No.
Come on, gentlemen.
Oh, boy.
I wouldn't be a Christian if I did that.
Rick,
I'm not a preacher. I'm an educator.
I'm teasing.
Gene, I'd like to say one thing. If we're not doing any of the non-Christians a favor by not teaching the real hard truth line on line, chapter by chapter. We'll teach the hard part just as well as the easy parts, but we'll teach the whole part, the whole book. I come in the volume of the book, he
mm-hmm.
said. Learn
mm-hmm.
of me. That
right.
book has to be learned to see him.
Yes.
He's not coming back this time riding on a lowly ass, humble. He's coming back riding this time on a charger,
mm-hmm.
on a mighty steed. And he's going to have a rod of iron, and that thing's going to be swinging.
That's right. He's
yep.
coming
so
back.
The word
king.
Of God is going to be swinging.
He's coming back as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's coming to judge and make war, as Revelation chapter 19 and verses 11 to 13 say. And he's not coming to take us to heaven. He's not coming to have a church service or a revival service. He's coming to make war against his enemies, destroy them, and establish his kingdom government on this earth here in America.
Amen.
Right. And any people out there that are non-Christian at this time, don't be deceived by these false preachers. Don't listen to them. If they're not teaching line on line, chapter by chapter, forget about them. They're not worth listening to.
And don't send them any money either.
That's
what
I want to say.
Don't fill their coffers, otherwise you'll be a partaker of their evil deeds, right?
That's it.
All right.
We have to lay it down, that's it. Throw down the gauntlet, and that's it.
Amen.
Here's the line. You want to come on our side, come on over. But if you want to stay on the other side, Jim's a son of a gun.
It's a tough day, huh, for some.
All right, Rick.
Amen. Thank you, Joe. All right,
Thank
brother
you,
Joe.
Gene.
Yes, and Gene, before we take a break, we have a few more calls we'll get to, but again, people want to get in with you. Give us the three ways they can take advantage of the materials you have to offer.
Yeah. Well, they can go to my website, BibleTruthMan.com, and email me from that website, or they can phone me at 817, area code 483-1485, or they write me at P.O. Box 201, Scurry, S-C-U-R-R-Y, Texas. The zip is 75158.
All right, we'll be back with more. Stay tuned. Rick Adams and his guest Gene Smith in just 3 minutes. Stay.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Truckers? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become a reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is
dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at StovesAndMoreOnline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website, safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog. 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-882 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll number again, 1-877-928-882.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we don't have much time, but we want to squeeze in a few more callers. But Gene, someone just called off here, wanted to know, what does that man mean when he says the Caucasian people, the Israel of God?
The Caucasian people were the people from the ancient Israelites of the Assyrian captivity, especially. The Assyrians took our people between the Black and Caspian Seas, just south of the Caucasus Mountains. Our people migrated from there around the Black Sea through the Caucasus Mountains, and that's why we're known as Caucasians today. If you look up the word Caucasian, it'll tell you that it comes from people that lived near the Caucasus Mountains, and those are our people that were our Israel people that were taken captive by the Assyrians in the 721 to 718 BC and migrated into Europe, Scandinavia, Britain, and into North America from there. I have a lot of literature that I'll send people
do.
That'll tell them this. It'll sure prove this to them.
Amen. All right, let's take Chris in New York now. Hello, Chris, quickly.
Extraordinarily important show. Thank you very much. By the way, when I prayed, who is Gene Smith? He said Bible truth man, so I wrote that down. The question again, could you explain, extraordinary, Dr. Smith, the difference between church and religion? In other words, a big lie, as you know, is a separation of church and state, and that's not true. People believe that, even so-called Christians. Thank you.
Good, thank you. Okay, once again, quickly, Gene.
Right. The word church always refers to the Christian people. The word church, a Christian word, it's a biblical word. It's not found in any pagan religion, any other religion except Christianity and the Bible. The separation of church and state is the separation of Christianity and state. It's discriminatory on its floor. We do not have the separation of pagan religion and state. We have the separation of Christianity and state in America and in Caucasian Israel today, unfortunately.
Okay, and let's take another Chris right now. I think it's Chris in Illinois. Hello, Chris.
Hello. You had a caller who asked for credible sources about the fact that Jacobins were infiltrated and led by Jews. And mm-hmm. I have several primary and secondary sources that will establish that fact.
All right, let's have them.
Moses Drabut, Dobrushka was Jacob Frank's nephew, and he was the Jewish Messiah in the lineage of the Shabbatayan subversive Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And he became a leader of both Freemasonry and the Jacobins. And that is found in Encyclopedia Judaica in their articles on Jacob Frank and the Frankists. You can also refer to the secondary source of Bernard Lazar, Antisemitism, Its History and Its Causes. The infiltration of Freemasons in the Jacobins is discussed in contemporary sources such as Jack Robison, Proofs of a Conspiracy
yes,
Against All the Religions
too.
And Governments
mm-hmm.
of Europe, carried on in the secret meetings of Freemasons, Illuminati, and Reading Societies, and Abbe Burrell's memoirs illustrating the history of Jacobinism.
Those sources.
I think the Jewish Encyclopedia says this also, and there's a lot of books written by nominal Jew authors that say this also. And
yes. Lazar is one of them, and
Yusuf Moses' book, The World Order, definitely proves this through these sources also.
He cites those sources. So good. Thank you very much for that, Chris.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. And we're out of time, Gene. Once again, it went by so quickly, and we'll have you back again in a few weeks on another subject, and we'll really start getting some, we'll rock some boats, put it that way.
It's called education. We'll educate some people again on the
there
Bible and history. And, Rick, I'm happy to be on your, and I'm privileged to be on your program anytime.
Thank you, brother, and it's good to have you. We'll talk again. Amen, Gene. And, of course, we expect Gene will be calling in from time to time, too, on any subject. Call, good guest, and Lord willing, we'll be back again Monday night with another great edition of Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams, good night.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth.